You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hello, this is Matthew Childs, and it's time for The Standard's Desk of News. Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News. News about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from March 2026. And we start with international guidance targets confusing online terms and conditions. Consumers who find online terms and conditions confusing are being supported by new international guidance designed to make them clearer, more accessible, and easier to understand. Research suggests that some contracts can take up to an hour and a half to read, and that up to two-thirds of people sign up to online platforms without reading them, highlighting a potential imbalance between businesses and consumers. And with online retail accounting for more than 30% of UK sales in late 2025, consumers are increasingly required to agree to terms on mobile devices with limited screen space. The new guidance, known as ISO 21800, provides practical recommendations for organisations offering goods and services online, including digital platforms, subscription services, and financial products. It applies to both domestic and cross-border transactions, reflecting the global nature of e-commerce. The overall aim is to support clearer communication, improve consumer understanding, and encourage more informed decision-making. And sticking with consumers, celebrating World Consumer Rights Day. This month saw World Consumer Rights Day marked under the theme Safe Products, Confident Consumers, highlighting the importance of trust in products and the standards that support them. It also coincides with BSI celebrating 75 years of consumer engagement in standards. Over this period, consumer voices have helped shape guidance through initiatives such as the Consumer and Public Interest Network, or CPIN, and the BSI Consumer Forum. In increasingly digital and global markets, standards continue to define good practice across the product lifecycle, from design and use to maintenance and recycling. Their role is central to ensuring products are safe, reliable, and fit for purpose. This ongoing engagement helps ensure standards reflect real-world experiences, supporting both consumer confidence and safer markets. More celebrations now, celebrating International Women's Day. Yes, this month also saw International Women's Day, which was marked with a focus on the role of women in shaping global standards that underpin products and services. Women are responsible for an estimated 70 to 80% of consumer purchasing decisions globally. They are primary decision makers in households, heavy users of health and financial services, and key actors in small and medium-sized enterprises. Yet, participation in standards development worldwide does not always mirror that reality. And that gap matters. Standards define requirements for safety, quality, labelling, and performance across markets, influencing how products are designed, tested, and used. Greater participation by women means standards better reflect the needs and experiences of end users, while also helping to identify usability issues and challenges that might otherwise be overlooked. For more information on how when women shape the rules, consumers benefit, follow the link in the show notes. New ISO Technical Committee on Children's Rights Management. Around the world, governments, businesses, and institutions are placing greater emphasis on protecting children's rights and ensuring that children can take part in decisions that affect them. However, implementation tools are often fragmented, creating challenges in applying these principles consistently across countries and sectors. In response, a new international committee, ISO TC 356, has been established to develop standards that translate children's rights into practical, measurable, and scalable approaches. It aims to help organisations embed children's rights into governance, policies, services, and operations, supporting the implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. The work builds on existing standards focused on child-friendly services for victims of violence, developed with input from organisations including UNICEF and experts from more than 20 countries. The new committee will collaborate with stakeholders globally to support more consistent and effective application of children's rights in practice. The BSI Standards Conference celebrates 125 years of shaping standards. The BSI Standards Conference and AGM 2026 will take place on the 10th of June, bringing together industry leaders, policymakers, and standards professionals for a full day focused on ideas, discussion, and networking. As BSI marks 125 years, the event provides an opportunity to engage with the conversations influencing standards today and the years ahead. The programme features talks, panel sessions, and ample opportunities to connect with peers across a range of sectors, covering topics from emerging technologies and sustainability to practical real-world challenges. It's designed to encourage dialogue, exchange perspectives, and inspire new approaches to shaping standards in practice. Secure your place now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes. And finally, have your say on remote and hybrid work settings. A public consultation has opened on a draft international standard, ISO 45008, aimed at supporting health, safety, and well-being in remote and hybrid work settings. The proposal sets out guidance for managing occupational risks beyond traditional workplaces. It addresses challenges such as isolation, reduced supervision, and varied working environments, and is intended for organisations of all sizes and sectors. The draft includes practical tools such as examples and checklists to help identify hazards and manage risks. It can be used alongside existing health and safety standards. The consultation is open until the 23rd of April, giving stakeholders, including employers and remote workers, to provide feedback ahead of final publication expected in 2027. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes, as are links to some of the other stories we have featured today. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standards Show. For March 2026, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.